Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
People, right now you are locked in to the Music Hype Beast podcast, powered and syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami, 99.7 space DA space HEAT Miami. We're on iHeartRadio, so make sure that you subscribe to our radio station, pull it up, subscribe to it on your smart TV, on your phone, and on your tablet. We play some of the most amazing music in the world, from pop, EDM, hip-hop, R&B, and we play uncut diamonds in the world of actual independent artists. Today, the Music Hype Beast podcast is special because our website, our media site, musichypebeast.com, is on Google News. We actually are on Bing News as well with Muckrack Verified, and we talk about trending topics inside of the music world, entertainment world, and pop culture. Today, I'm speaking with a recording artist, an entrepreneur, and a philanthropist, somebody I really have a supreme amount of respect for, Queen Fee. She is so dynamic in her musical taste, her culture, but most importantly, her heart. She is one of the most authentic people you're going to meet. I'm honored, super honored to have Queen Fee on the Music Hype Beast podcast today as we discuss the state of music and pop culture within Generation Z. Queen Fee, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Salutations. Thank you for having me today.
No doubt. Well, you already know I had to give you that big boy intro.
Yes, as always. I really appreciate it.
All right, so I'm going to jump right into it. When you think about, first of all, explain to the audience what your genre of music is. Like, what would you consider your genre of music?
I would classify my music as spiritual hip hop. That's normally what I tell people when I introduce my music to them. I don't know if that's a classification yet, but spiritual hip hop is what
I'm rocking with it. Make it what you feel.
Yeah, definitely spiritual hip hop is what I go with.
All right. The things you talk about in your music, how do they help people?
I feel that the lyrics, along with the concept that I display in my music, I feel it helps people because not only is it topics that people can relate to on a deeper, more intimate level, but it's also things like tools and resources that I'm kind of hinting at and dropping at to help people gain, I wouldn't say cheat codes, but, you know, just different tools to help them maneuver through difficult situations and the healing process when you're going through a spiritual journey or an awakening, or you're just trying to, you know, move on from certain things that have happened.
Definitely. All right. Which leads me into this question here. What is, and we're going to take it genre by genre, what is your, in your opinion, explain the state of R&B music? Like, what do you see R&B music going, and what do you think it is right now? And what do you think is missing?
Okay, so I actually feel that with R&B music right now, it's making a comeback, you know? People are making more music for the soul. I feel like with R&B now, I can't say the same for hip hop, but you said we're going to go genre by genre. I do feel like as far as mainstream, it's kind of missing that je ne sais quoi. You know what I'm saying? The authenticity. But on the independent level, I've noticed that I'm coming across a lot of people who are making R&B that really uplifts the soul. You know what I'm saying? Versus just R&B music that's all sexual.
Yeah, I think that first of all, thank you for your insight on that. You made a lot of great points. I think that with the state of R&B, I think anytime that you lose a superstar, I think the superstars of R&B have kind of faded. You know, even though Usher's still there, I think losing R. Kelly, obviously, I think Neo kind of slowed down. Tyrese, kind of did acting, but every genre needs certain people to identify with. And I just feel like, you know, with R&B, it was so much newness and there's so much great talent out there. I think that a lot of the people that are in R&B music are not getting the proper push because, you know, they're holding on to old ideology regarding working artists or how to introduce them. But, you know, when it comes to R&B music, you know, when we fell in love with the Jagged Edges and the Ushers and, you know, everybody, Jermaine Dupri is a great example of somebody who's an R&B pioneer as it pertains to songwriting. But, you know, the way we introduce them, I think, is off. But we need to identify who the superheroes are in the game.
Right. And I actually, excuse me, the first person that came to mind I was going to mention was Usher. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's still in the game, killing it, you know, keeping up, you know, I guess you could say. But I feel like we need more women, you know, like everybody that you named was a man. And we have to recognize, like, that women are still out here making good R&B music. Also, there's a lot of children out here with talent. I was just talking to someone about, you know, like, how we don't have the boy bands anymore. Like, this morning, I was in here singing NSYNC songs with my kids. And I'm looking and I'm like, hey, I might be raising the next Tevin Campbell or the next, you never know. Like, we also have to look to our children as well because there are so many talented children out here, and we just really need to cultivate their talents, you know? So I might have went kind of off range there, but I was just thinking about that this morning.
Right, so let's draw back in and check your text messages on your phone, too. But here's the thing that I want to say. Like, when you think about, like, the R&B of the world, you think about Mario. Here's a guy who's just phenomenal. And I think that Mario, see, in rap music, everybody gets shine. Like, if they want Fabio Foreign to be up there, they're going to put him up there. They want Pop Smoke to be up there, they're going to put him up there. You know, if they want different people to be up there, they're going to do that. The biggest thing is when it comes to, you know, R&B, certain people need to be organically programmed to being a light. Like, for instance, Mario. Mario makes phenomenal music all the time. And you can't, I mean, he made one of the greatest songs of all with Let Me Love You. I mean, one of the greatest R&B records of all. But we need to keep him at the forefront because that breeds, like, he was before Trey Songz. And then Tevin Campbell was before, you know, Mario. So it's like, just like basketball, like LeBron will give the lead to LeBron and Steph Curry will give the lead to somebody else. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, in the other aspects, it's just not there like that. So that's what I was saying just regarding, you know, we have to position the next superstars in R&B like that. And they need the budget and able to do that. Like, take Kalina. What's her name?
Kalani.
Take Kalani. Kalani is another person that is a star in the game. She's amazing with her music.
Mm-hmm.
Very soulful. Blast is another one. He's a mixture. You know, Jacquees, I feel like imaging-wise, he's off because they don't know what to do with Jacquees. Music-wise, right, he's phenomenal. You know, I mean, his voice is so distinctive, but the packaging, they're doing a bad job of what he looks like, what he sounds like. I mean, he needs to look. One thing about Usher.
Send peace, love, and joy to your loved ones this season with a minted photo holiday card designed by an independent artist. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your order.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's your last chance. Menards 11% rebate ends soon. Wrap up those big projects before the holidays. Weatherproof in style with new Mastercraft exterior doors. Customize your kitchen with Clearview cabinetry. It's time to pick up those new appliances or start your big garage project. Don't miss out. The 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving. Stores closed Thanksgiving Day. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Usher had the right look for every era he was in play. Like when he first came in at 15, the chubby face, he had a certain look. When he did Nice and Slow, he had a nice look. Then we went to Yeah and Confessions, he had a different look. Like Usher's always upgraded his look. He has a great branding team around him. But this clothing really represents his sound. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And then even with the lady, there's another lady that's amazing too. Her name is Mahalia. She is amazing. Mahalia. I think it's Mahalia. I mean, she has an album called IRL. Crazy. Like R&B wise. Like, you know, and, you know, Summer Walker is obviously supremely gifted. But, you know, Summer Walker is a person that is in her own universe. So to me, I just feel like that branding wise, R&B needs to hit the reset button. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I definitely feel where you're coming from. It's kind of like they need to go ahead and pass down the torch, you know, and give those tips and tricks and how to use your budget and, you know, how to also, you know, not lose your authenticity, but still market yourself in a way that your sound matches your outside appearance, right?
Right. But then also, too, you know, like you take Victoria Monet. She just won, I think, R&B album of the year. She won 3 Grammys. I'm a big Victoria Monet fan. Huge.
I saw that. I was very happy for her.
Yeah, very happy. And she's like 35 or 36. So it wasn't overnight.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 35, 36. It wasn't overnight. She's been grinding for a minute. But the thing is, the way that she is positioned in this equation regarding, not saying she has to be the face of R&B, but she has to be right now the current Mount Rushmore of current R&B. That's just it to me. Like certain people. And then you have to have the team. Like you got to have your LeBron, your Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. They own Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Those are, you know, current Mount Rushmore people. Then you have the second. But to me, R&B just isn't taken as serious when it comes to Generation Z culture. Regarding the impact marketing-wise. I think that's why hip-hop is so big, you know, because they make hip-hop people look like, I mean, Pop Smoke was larger than life when he was, like, larger than life, you know, and then he tragically died. And XXX, the same thing. There's so much energy around that. And that's the thing. There's low energy around R&B music. Like, it's low energy. That's my thoughts on the... Where I think R&B is going, I think R&B is going in a slow direction, but make a gradual process. But I think it's too slow. And at the end of the day, you know, when Tyrese came out with Sweet Lady, I remember that, you know, 1998, when he came out with Sweet Lady, I mean, everybody was like booming that. He was the fresh face. He was that. We need that type of energy back in R&B. It's not so much about falling in love. It's just about making great music. Like when Jagged Edge did What a Party At, like everybody wanted, like, but we need records like that. And also we need records that make people feel something. And I think people like, you know, Brian Michael Cox, who's a great producer, you know, people like Jermaine Dupri, who people don't realize that Jermaine Dupri has the most R&B number one hits.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's been on the Billboard charts every decade he's been alive. I mean, no one can say that. In R&B music, that's crazy. You know?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, he wrote Ari Lennox, Pressure. That was in him.
Hey.
So you got people like Ari Lennox. You got people like Money Long. You got people like that. Okay. It just, the way they're positioned, I feel like they need fashion deals. I feel like they need to be looked at more as influencers. I think there even needs to be like a conference for R&B, you know, and just more respect on it. So, because everything just can't be hip-hop driven, because the thing about hip-hop is you don't have to be original to hip-hop. You could just talk your way through it. With R&B, you have to be gifted and talented mm-hmm. and make the lyrics come alive.
Right. You're certainly right about that. And a conference would be a great idea, especially, you know, for the independent artists as well, not just the major artists. That would be a great idea.
Definitely. Okay. So the state of hip hop music, what are your thoughts on the current state of hip hop music?
I feel like right now hip hop has a chance to do a reset, you know, with everything that's going on in the background and Hollywood with, you know, the hip hop scene. I feel like it's kind of a good thing for artists like me who are trying to break through, who have been scared of this industry for many, many years. You know what I'm saying? So I think that a reset is a good thing. Hip hop is doing great. It's doing great. But I do feel like it's time for like new rules of the game, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel that, to be honest with you, I feel that with hip hop, I think there needs to be a reset as well. I think lyrically there needs to be a reset because I feel like, you know, the dynamics of what people are talking about have changed. And that's why there's been so few frequent number ones. I mean, as far as from the artists, I mean, no disrespect to Sexy Red or any of those people, for any of those people that do that. But when it comes to pure lyricism, you have to think about, are people going to be playing my music 10 years from now, 15 years, you know, 20 years from now? That's called touring music. LL Cool J can still go on tour right now because he has an audience of 45-year-old men and women, 50-year-old men and women saying, I need an around-the-way girl.
Right.
Bamboo earrings with at least two pair. He has people saying, I need love. People saying, mama said, knock you out, lounging. You know what I'm saying? Like, so many records that people still connect with from that end. Then, in today's hip-hop, the music is so for the moment. It's not for a lifetime.
Right.
And I feel like that's what's caused hip hop. And plus everybody dying, all the creative people from the male side die. You know, Young Dolph, XXX, Nipsey Hussle, so many people die. And that takes away from the creative universe, because if the planets start to fall, how many planets you have left? You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And hitting on the lyrical context, that's a huge thing. Huge, huge. Because the quote unquote mumble rap scene just made it easier for people who, you know, just like make content, influencers, just to get up there and say, hey, I made a song. And then now all of their, you know, supporters support it. And now you got a hit. And now they're big. You know what I'm saying? And for some people, that works. Like Lorilla, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. Big, I love her album. You know, but we do need more people out here that it's okay to be sexual or sensual in your music. It's okay to express yourself, like put your hurt and your pain in it. But also, let's just put it in a more positive way for our younger generations that are coming up and their minds are, you know, evolving at a slower kind of rate now because their attention spans are now shorter. You know, because of social media and different things that they see or have access to now at a younger age, if you get what I'm saying. Like just making sure that, hey, I'm not, you know, necessarily watering myself down, but also just being cognitive of the content of your lyrics, you know?
Yeah. And then I feel like that goes back to the passion of the sport. They were saying that, you know, just like the NBA, they were like saying ever since people started taking all these three-pointers in the NBA, there's less passing, there's less motion, there are less fundamentals being used in basketball, so people don't think it's good basketball, just guys jacking up three-pointers all day. So when the culture starts to shift away from its true authentic form, I think that you have an issue with that because, again, like I was saying before, when I think about music, and you think about, you know, all of these people that are pioneers in the game that still rock out crowds and still create music that's timeless. You got to always say it like this. How many people are going to listen to Ice Spice? Would people listen to Ice Spice 20 years ago versus now? And to me, when I say good music, and I say this from with nothing but respect, when you look at the lyric sheet of these artists and what they're saying, it's almost like they're planted to be there.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, like, that's for sure, you know, to do. And they're doing a good job at what they're being paid to do. But is this music for the soul? You know what I'm saying? And that's what I really want to create, you know, or I am creating. A music that's good for the soul that you can relate to, that still has a good beat, you know, people can still relate. And do I talk about certain things, you know, still? Yes, I do. But I try to put it in a more higher vibrational way. You know what I'm saying? And I really think that we do have Doja Cat. She's really dope. You know, Nicki is still in the game. But as far as female hip hop, it's in the gutter right now, you know? And yeah, we need to pull that out and clean that out. Just do a whole reset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that way as well. I feel like, you know, I feel like from a certain perspective, you know, people have to do an honest look at, to me, like country music, pop music, they always are going to go a certain way. Like, you got your Taylor Swift, you got this, you got that. Like, to me, pop music is always going to be, like, they put pop music everywhere. Mm-hmm. And like Doja Cat, like, if you look at Doja Cat, even her look, it go from, you don't know if it's demonic or if it's this. Like, there's no clear.
Right, you're right.
Like, we know with Taylor Swift, and she's an all-American Caucasian. That's what makes pop music for a lot, because not just white people like her music, like a lot of people like her music. So, but her brand is always going in the same direction, and it's not like that with a lot of people. Like Doja Cat, like, what direction are we going?
Right.
With Kalina, I think Kalina does a great job of being herself, but I think her branding is misunderstood. That just me. I think that there needs to be a more clearer picture of what she wants to tell the world about what she's doing. And I just think that just comes with the territory of the game. You know what I'm saying? That just me.
Yeah, the message and the brand have to match.
Definitely. And I also feel like with Kalina, where her music is so phenomenal, and she's gifted beyond normal. And she has so much to bring to the table. And that's why I think that it's important. See, messaging controls people more than the music.
Mm-hmm.
And let me break it down. Killer Mike won Album of the Year in hip hop. Nobody's going to remember that. And it's not that Killer Mike doesn't have a great message. It's not that Killer Mike isn't a phenomenal artist. They know he doesn't connect with the culture, the young culture. So they're never going to put Rod Wave got the number one out. They're not going to say Rod Wave is the artist of the year, because if they do, then everybody want to be like Rod Wave. See, trophies and certain awards are part of idolatry in the world. They look up to that person, like idolize them. You know, that's why Beyonce has never won Album of the Year. People don't realize that she's won the most Grammys out of any other artist, including Michael Jackson, but they never give her Album of the Year.
But I never even thought about, you know, these awards and these type of things as idolatry, you know? So you put that in perspective for me, because I never really thought about that.
Right. Because it's the power of everything. See, that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the power. The power of the situation makes everything different. So that's what I mean by, like, people saying that if you make somebody president, now they have all of this power. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They have all of this power. So now they can do all of these things. And it's like, okay, they have all this power to change this, to change that, to change this. Like, they can do so many things in regards to the world. We want to get rid of that department, get power. But the president only makes, what, $350,000 a year? But that's not the point. The point is,
right,
it's the power. And when you have that power to make change, you can do what you want to do, and it becomes law. People have to follow it. And that's what they fight for.
Wow.
They fight for the power. They fight for the power. And when they fight for that power makes them, you know, do things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I never even thought about that with the presidency. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they're definitely not doing it for the income.
No, it's about power. It's always about the power of what we're doing. I mean, that's just the nature of the game. I mean, when you have the power, you control people, and you can make people believe things you can make. Just like that's why the elections are so important, because it goes with a certain level of power, you know, and that counts for different people and what they're doing. So I'm just saying that it matters. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
All that stuff like that. But anyway, what are your overall thoughts on hip hop? Where do you think hip hop is going?
I feel like the future of hip hop can be bright. It can. It's possible. Like I said, we just need to pass the torch. Well, that's what you said. And then do a full reset. You know, like just they need to everyone who has been successful and, you know, like even the I'm not going to say 50 Cent. Or I can use 50 Cent because he's been very successful in hip hop and moved on to other business ventures. But it would be nice to see them pass the torch to more independent artists that are coming up that have a message, but all they need is help with their marketing and branding and that push, that force and power that you spoke of behind them.
Definitely. We've covered a lot between R&B music and hip hop music and the future of it. Give out your Instagram handle so people can follow you on IG and everything like that.
Sure. It is Queen Fee space the Empress. That's QUEENFE space TheEmpress. Queen Fee the Empress. And that is my handle across all social media. Also, that is my artist name as well. If you want to look me up on any music platforms, my EP is out. It is called 10 of Cups, and I appreciate your time. I really do.
Right. And what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Music Hypebeast podcast today? This is where we actually interview independent artists and get their thoughts about the culture and everything like that.
Well, this is my second time around. And like I said, I enjoy the great questions, the context of the conversation, you know, the energy. I definitely love the intro. And I can't wait to come back again and see what we talk about next.
No doubt about it. And who are some of the people that you look up to and admire in hip hop and R&B?
I would say most definitely Queen Latifah, MC Light, Lisa Left Eye, you know, it's her soul. Sad that she had to leave the game early, but yeah, definitely Lisa Left Eye. She's a big influence. Aaliyah is a big influence in my life, you know, period.
Why was Aaliyah so big, if you don't mind me asking?
I was really young. I was born in 1990. So around that time, you know, like I listened to a lot of Mary J. Blige and Aaliyah. And I would say I kind of resonated more with her because she was younger. Honestly, in high school, all of high school, I wore a swoop to the same side. and her music just got me through a lot of situations, like as an adolescent. You know, so it just became nostalgic as I got older. And yeah, she's just been a big influence in my life. Just how her demeanor was, you know, she was so very talented, so beautiful, but she was still humble and meek at the same time. So yeah, that's pretty much why she was such a huge influence in my life, as well as my music too. I do plan to do more, I guess, of an R&B type style on my next album. So, yeah, those are my influences.
And give out yours. How is your name spelled across streaming sites so people can follow you?
Queen Fee the Empress. So Q-U or capital Q, lowercase U-E-N, capital F, lowercase E, space the Empress. That's capital T, lowercase H-E, capital E, lowercase P-R-E-S.
All right. Music Hypebeast podcast coming to you live. People, make sure you follow at the Music Hype Beast on Instagram. Make sure you do that, Queen Fee, at TheMusicHypebeast. And do me a favor, make sure that you follow us on Google News. Pull up Music Hype Beast on Google News and hit that follow button. Download the Google News app. Pull us up and follow us, all right?
Okay, I got you.
Appreciate that. Queen Fee in the building. The Millennial General, let's get it. Peace and love. Don't forget to hit that red button on your screen to leave the podcast. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. You have a great day.
Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.